And we're back. This week's Matt Flynn Direct is Don Brown Connect. I'm your host, Alderman Don Brown, host of This Week in Waukesha that takes place on Saturday mornings at 10. Come see us. This week we have Pascual Rodriguez, executive principal of La Casa de Esperanza, talking about a special campaign he's working on in this campaign season, and he's not running for office, but he's working hard along with the rest of the team there to shape some young lives and create some great opportunities for our youth. We got a phone call. Who's on the line here, Sam?
Tyler from Waukesha has given us a call, Don.
Tyler Pudliner? Putty, what's going on, bud? Hello?
Nothing much. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. Great to hear from you. Tyler, you're a bigger celebrity than me. Not that I'm that big, but it's always great to, it's been great seeing you on social media and all the wonderful things you're doing. For those of you out there who may not know, it's hard to believe if you're from Waukesha that you wouldn't. Tyler was one of the people that were hit in the parade attack as he was, you're a sax player, right, buddy? Right, Tyler?
Yes.
And he was injured but back stronger than ever. I know there's still a long way to go in terms of your, I guess physical therapy and some other things, but I know that you touched a lot of people and been an inspiration with all that you're doing to raise awareness and support for the other families. And I had the privilege of knowing Tyler. He played on a Waukesha area baseball club team with my son Evan, and had the opportunity to be a substitute coach and got to coach him and Eric Teagues, his fellow bandmate and also teammate in baseball, that were both injured while serving the Waukesha South Blackshirt Band. But what have you been up to these days, Tyler? Talk to us.
Nothing much. I mean, as you said, I've been trying to help the community much as possible. That's been my big focus, is kind of just helping everybody recover and trying to spread the positivity, taking the positivity out of the bad situation. The biggest thing that I wanted to come on and talk about was that March 26th, that's a Saturday, from 2 to 6 p.m. downtown at Martha Merrill's Bookstore in Burlap and Lace, my mother and I and a local business owner, Tammy, who owns Burlap and Lace, and another community member are organizing an event called the Day of Healing, and we're just trying to get everybody who was affected by the parade or, involved in, the Waukesha community that's, witnessed those terrible events back in November to come on back downtown and really just, come together as one, that kind of Waukesha strong family that we have now, and kind of just work with each other to heal and, become stronger as one.
That sounds great. And that you said Saturday, March 26th, which I believe is a week from this coming Saturday.
Correct.
Join Tyler and his mom, Katie, and all the other neighbors for a day of healing. And what time does that take? You said 2 to 6, is that right?
Correct, yep.
That sounds great. Yeah, no, I appreciate you letting us know. And everything else going well with you in terms of, I imagine you're still doing some physical therapy, is that correct?
Not really. I mean, just kind of building up my strength back now. I've gone to a couple baseball open gyms, and I'm thankful that I'm still able to play the game and get back to that. Another thing that I wanted to mention about the Day of Healing is we're actually doing stamp cards also that you can pick up at some local businesses. We'll release that on our Facebook page and on Twitter and Instagram and some places coming up that you can actually get a stamp card and check off some local businesses for raffle prizes and just kind of get back downtown beforehand to kind of prepare yourself for a Day of Healing. As I know there's some people that have kind of struggled to get back downtown. And as I said, our main goal is to really try and get as many people back as possible. And there's been a lot of support to the community, Don, yourself, and all the work that you do, Mayor Sean Riley. You guys have been a big part in helping me, get back down there for the decommissioning of the temporary memorial when I went back down there for the first time. So we're just trying to kind of do something that you guys did and help everybody get back downtown.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, Tyler, because that day of that took place between Christmas and New Year's, and the city did a great job of delicately and appropriately decommissioning that because they're concerned with the snow coming, that a lot of those memorial tributes would be destroyed from the inclement weather. And they got the Historical Society involved, and the idea was to carefully collect, curate those items, and then move them indoors at the Historical Society. And that was the first time I'd seen Tyler since the accident. So it was That was a big moment for me. It's great to see you back on your feet and that big smile and see your mom in great shape. And, you know, for all that you've been through, that was a big moment for me. I know it was for others that know you. I know Kevin Lehner, whose son's played some baseball with you, you know, was I remember he was really excited to see you too. Kevin, our city administrator. And again, love your sense of humor and your positivity. What I did want to ask, did you have a chance, or has anybody had a chance to see what that memorial looks like? Has that been kind of made available to the public yet, in your knowledge? Are they still working on that?
I have not seen anything. I know that the permanent committee, there's a committee for the permanent memorial, and the last meeting they were planning location and picking a location, kind of working on that right now.
Sure.
I know that Mayor Riley's goal is to have a strict plan by the end of 2022 and kind of start getting something ready to go by the early spring of 2023, building-wise and kind of constructing. And then by the two-year anniversary in 2023, that's when they want to have the permanent memorial built and shared out to everybody, yeah.
Neat. Oh, yeah, for the outdoor. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, and I'm excited to see what that the parade commission. Have you been involved in any of that, or have you asked to join? Because I knew you were interested in joining, and I know it's important to the city leadership and the mayor is that this is a community-wide effort. And will you be involved in that in any capacity with the parade commission?
I wasn't able to physically join the committee yet. I think there's still a possibility that I might come on later down the road with talking to people. But I have had the opportunity to speak from the public eye at the meetings where they let people speak.
Great.
And kind of share my views that way.
Sure.
So I'm at least very thankful that I can still share my opinion and be a part of it in that way. March 31st, I just want to mention, is the next committee meeting. So anybody that wants to come to that, it's at City Hall normally. Anybody, as I said, can voice their opinion through the committee. They normally allow, you know, some time for people to share. So it's kind of cool to see that they're still allowing the community, you know, to come out and share their ideas as well.
Sure. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, Tyler, because I wanted to go to the other, to the last meeting and couldn't because of an obligation I have with another charity I'm involved with. But a comment that I had made was supposedly read, and I don't know if it was, but I one of the ideas I had was about utilizing our parks, recreation and forestry's wonderful memorial tree program, which I've had a lot of success with in terms of honoring neighbors who've passed away in my neighborhood, and thought that could be a great complement to the parade memorial victims if we were to raise money, because it's like $250 per tree, and I think it'd be neat to have a row or two rows of a total of like six trees to honor each of the victims. And those are nice touches, because families I know that we raise money for, they'd rather go visit the memorial tree than going to the cemetery, since the tree represents life and growth and you know, just so many other possibilities. But I don't know if they read that, but I'll try to check out the meeting on the 31st and just, you know, that's kind of my two cents. But hey, Tyler, also, I have a minute left here before we go to break, but want to congratulate you. I understand you recently made the honor roll. So congrats on that.
Yeah, been battling through school and some stuff like that coming back. But yeah, I did want to let you know that Mary Riley did read your statement at the last meeting.
Great.
So yeah, it's very good.
That means a lot. So
yeah.
Well, Tyler, I got to go to break, and I know you got to go to school, but I'm really grateful for the call, and let's get together soon, okay?
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you, Don.
Thanks. Tyler Pudliner. God bless.